Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling, and welcome to another unofficial Eurovision Song Contest podcast. Yes, hello everybody. Welcome back. It's your Eurovision Insight podcast. It's number like 20 or something. It's November the 2nd and we're having a look forward. It's Junior Eurovision coming up at the end of the month. The national finals are underway. There's lots going on. We're going to keep you up to date with another Bits and Pieces podcast here. Let's start with that first one and the national finals. Of course, searching out for the songs for Europe for all the countries entering the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest. There's lots of web polls, selections, jokers, online polls, but the first television airing has happened. It belongs to the Ukraine, the first of five semi-finals, so seven acts act out their songs and their performances. Three qualified for the final thanks to the jury on the night. One more will be chosen by the phone poll, so that's four from the first semi-final. Five of those to choose the 20 that will make it to the final selection, which is happening quite a bit in the future, actually, on February the 27th. So plenty of time for them to work out the songs, do some polish, going through another iteration, work out the dance routines, and so on and so on and so on. Melody Festivalen over in Sweden, that's kicked off. They had online submissions for something like 3,800 songs submitted by people wanting to represent Sweden at the Eurovision Song Contest. Never say it's not popular. If we could have just a tenth of that in the United Kingdom, we'd have a great selection. Anyway, as well as all the industry songs that are submitted and people who sign up to contracts, they also have the Web Joker in Sweden. 424 songs were submitted, 232 met the criteria, primarily not having a major record company contract. Those have been whittled down online over the last month. It's currently sitting at 7 to go. They did have 10. They're knocking out one person each day until Monday when there will be 5 left. They will go out to a live show which will be available online to stream svt.se, and two of them will go through to the full round proper, the first round proper if you're Henry Kelly, and the live shows that are happening later on in the year in the lead up then. That's Monday, 8th of November for that show. That is next week. We will have the result for you here on the podcast. As always, you'll find more stuff about writing stuff. ESCinsight.com is the home for the podcast and also the written articles, taking another in-depth, talkative look at issues around the Eurovision Song Contest. And not just Eurovision, Junior Eurovision as well. The stage is being built. Junior Eurovision, of course, happening in Minsk at the end of the month on 20th of November. The stage and the whole setting is being described as the land under the white wings, and just as preparations are going ahead there in Minsk, they're going ahead here as well. Judges have been signed up, all the clearance forms have been done and everything. Junior Jukebox Jury will be with you by this time next week. We are going to be taking young people under the age of, well, exactly the same qualifications as a contest, between 12 and 15. They will be listening to the music of Junior Eurovision and giving their votes as hit, miss and maybe, and will be previewing all 14 songs and then putting them all up against Ralph Machenbach's victory last year, just to make sure that our jury, well, just so you can get a feel of what they're thinking. And what better way to judge the Junior Eurovision songs by going to a Junior Jukebox Jury. What else have we got? Of course, juries have been out in force at Consong 2010. It happened in Edinburgh this year. The Consolation Song Contest, run by the UK Fan Club, been going now for 22 years, in which songs that came second or were notable fallers in the national finals that didn't make it through to Oslo this year get another chance. 24 countries lined up to do battle, and most of them kind of did that whole big pack kind of little split. Four countries broke away. Russia took fourth place in the end, kind of in between the main pack and the bulk of the countries afterwards. It's the Dancing Grannies, the Branskovi Babushkis, singing Lenaja, Lenaja, Beresta, Aikak, did that his knee, think. And then getting very close, three at the top. Norway came third. Venke Knutsen's Jealous Because I Love You was leading for most of the contest and then slipped away two countries to go. Spain came second, Corrales and Una Vida. Again, I mean, it must be so galling to be second in your national final and second in the second place song contest. It just really does rub it in. But the winning song, it didn't look like it. It looked like it was going to fall at the hurdle. The song that has got a million different ways of singing the lyrics, Eric Saad's Man Boy for Sweden, takes the trophy this year at Consong. It happens in Edinburgh. My understanding is it's going to be happening slightly further south next year. But to play us out, let's take that winning track out, Man Boy from Eric Saad and Sweden. Kind of glad I'm not doing that with the co-presenter because he'd probably dump a bucket of water over me right at the end. Man Boy there, which took first place in Consong 2010 up here in Edinburgh. Right then, bits and pieces closes for the end, keeping you in touch with Eurovision every single week right through to the contest in 2011 and beyond. As I said, it's Junior Eurovision coming up, so Junior Jukebox Jury will be up next. So it's going to kind of go Jukebox Jury, bits and pieces, Junior Jukebox Jury, bits and pieces, Junior Jukebox Jury, bits and pieces, for the rest of the month. So do stay with me. As always, you can leave your comments back for me, ewanspence@gmail.com for your email. The website is escinsight.com, where not only will you find the podcast and leave your comments there for everybody to see, you'll also find us on Facebook under ESC Insight. Should be pretty obvious by now. And stuff and discussion going on there out with the podcast as well. So pop along, say hi, and we'll catch you on the next Eurovision podcast. Only remains for me to remind you that this is completely unofficial, even though I love Eurovision. It's just off my own back. It's nothing to do with Eurovision.tv, although you should go there for all the official news as well. And I just say, time for the electric guitars.